This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As millions of people in Europe, the United States, and beyond begin holing up at home, stocking up on supplies and keeping a wary eye on how close they get to friends and neighbors, they continue to worry about the coronavirus. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Emergency vehicles now patrol the empty streets of Spain, making sure people stick to the country's sudden lockdown over the coronavirus. The government's official death toll jumped by over 150 overnight and now stands at almost 300 people. The focus of the virus outbreak has largely shifted away from only Asia. China's daily reports of new cases have slowed to double digits or lower, but it now appears to be worried about infections being brought in from the outside. And the two largest cities in the U.S., New York and Los Angeles, have ordered restaurants, bars and theaters to close.
That is Reuters' Gloria So reporting. The coronavirus outbreak marks a distinct shift in focus today, with China's total infections overtaken by countries elsewhere. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China now accounts for less than half of the world's 169,000 cases, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. A shutdown of public gatherings and a quarantine has steadied China's caseload as the virus spreads rapidly elsewhere. Now China's relaxing travel restrictions in the hardest-hit virus province of Hubei, sending thousands of workers back to jobs at factories desperate to get production going again. The COVID-19 illness causes mild or moderate symptoms for most people, but severe symptoms are more likely in the elderly or people with existing health problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on the coronavirus, including what symptoms to look for and ways you can protect yourself from catching it, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News.